It's 1930 UTC. Welcome to La Zona Peligrosa. My name is Tobe, I'm your host. What are we doing today? Oh, you know, just a little bit of the same old stuff. Because, who knows how much longer we're going to be able to do this. Winter is coming. It is almost November. And so, I'm out listening to some strange noises. What is that wacky sound? Sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like an otter beating a mussel against a rock on its chest, except there's no otters around here. And I hear lots of little birds jumping around in the leaves, and that's freaking me out. Because that makes me think there's dudes running around. And there could be dudes running around. But I haven't seen any yet. Isn't that lovely? Alright, so what am I doing today? I don't even know. I have a lot of anger and rage in my heart that I really feel like I need to have it get out of my body. And the best way to do that is to find the people who are causing you anger and rage and transfer that anger and rage from your body into their body via your fists. So, are we out looking for somebody to punch? No, not really. That's why we're outside walking around where there's no people. Because otherwise, I would be tempted to go somewhere and start kicking some ass. And I know what you're thinking. Yeah, Tobe, go out there and kick some ass and take some names. I know, no. Nothing like that. There will be no name taking. When you kick ass as hard as I do, there's somebody else to do the paperwork. I just snap necks and cash checks. Send me dollars. Alright, so, aside from the murderous rage that consumes me, what else is going on? I don't know. Here's a chubby squirrel. Chubby. Ooh, I see some mallards out on the logs. Yeah, there's four mallards out there. They all got green heads. That's so nice. Green head mallards, they're very nice. Dude's gonna give them ducky kisses. Not really. But I think maybe I'll try to take a picture. If I can set my camera. And where are they? I can't find them. Oh, they're back further. There they are. Trying to take a picture of some duckies. Quacky ducks. Gonna give them quacky kisses. I don't know if that photo's gonna be any good. So let's take another one. Dun. Ducks on the log. Dun. Having so much fun with duckies on a log. Okay, bye duckies. See you later. Maybe I got a picture. Maybe I didn't. I gotta figure out something to eat today. That's a small concern in the back of my mind. can always have rice. Rice and vegetables. Ooh, I see some ducks down in there too. What kind of duckies are those? Those are wood ducks. Yeah, that's why they're so scaredy. They're scaredy ducks. Some ducks are braver than others. Apparently mallards are pretty brave. They don't take much guff from human beings. Wood ducks, yeah, not so much. They see you coming from 100 yards away, and they start hiding. And that's no fun. That's no fun for me, because I like to see wood ducks. Wood ducks are one of the top three. I've mentioned it before, but in case you are a new listener or you have forgotten, the top three coolest ducks, in no particular order, are wood ducks, mandarin ducks, and harlequin ducks. Now, if for some reason you don't believe me, I suggest you look these ducks up immediately. The wood duck, the mandarin, and the harlequin. They are very cool. Very cool ducks. And that's why I like them. That's why they are my duck friends. My ducky buddies give me a quack. My ducky buddies hurting my back. I got something going on. I must have slept wrong on my back, cause it hurts. Do do do. And that's my weird back song, because my back is weird today. Up high. Not my usual back problems. Something between my shoulder blades. And then it doesn't prevent me from doing anything. It's just sort of annoying. And it's contributing to my anger. My murderous rage. Alright, so let's see if we can find some more ducks. Do 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 do. Yes, there's three mallards. Four mallards. Three males and a female. And we got a couple of geese. I can see three or four Canada geese. They're lovely. And a bunch more ducks, some mallards and some teals. And something else, I can't quite make out what it is. I'm looking around for my friend Big Bluey. Oh, I see him. I was gonna say, but I don't see him today. But I do, he's over there. And he's kind of hard to see. He's very camouflaged today, that's nice. So this is great. We got ducks, we got geese, and we've got one large blue heron. Everybody likes Big Bluey. He's so nice! Alright, so... Doot-de-doot-do. Doodle-de-doot-de-doot-do. Doo-wah. Alright, so... I'm just gonna walk up here, see if we get anything going on up here. What was I doing last night? Well, I had to wait a little while before my highlight show came on, and for some reason, again, there is no Men in Blazers show. I don't understand what's going on. Apparently they don't have a regular time slot, and they just use them for filler, and they do these weird live shows, and I don't know what the hell's going on. So as I was waiting for my highlights, I was flipping around in the channels, and there was it was apparently Winona Ryder night on one of the subcarrier channels, and they showed the movie Mermaids, which I didn't watch. It's a good movie, and the only reason I didn't watch it is I've already seen that movie maybe 50 times total. How's that possible? Well, there was a brief stint in my life when I worked in a movie theater. And that was one of the movies at one point in time. And this wasn't, the movie theater I worked in was not your typical cheesy, like, mall multiplex or anything like that. It was a really old, independent movie theater. Only one screen, but a fairly big screen. You know, the old traditional movie theaters, like, we don't have anymore. This theater still does exist in town. And, I was a factotum there. I scoop popcorn, I'd be the projectionist, do all that stuff. And one of the movies that was there while I worked there was Mermaids. And so I saw it more than a few times. But that's not where I'm going with this today. Guess what other Winona Ryder movie was on? Great Balls of Fire. The Jerry Lee Lewis biopic. Jerry Lee Lewis. What can be said about that guy that hasn't already been said? And don't get me wrong, I do appreciate Jerry Lee Lewis. I appreciate his music. And I guess I could go so far as to say that I like his music. I've mentioned before that I'm not much into piano rock. But you got to admit that when it comes to piano rock, Jerry Lee Lewis, the killer, he's the top, you know. You put Elton John and Billy Joel and anybody else who has been pretending that piano is a rock and roll instrument, you put them up next to to Jerry Lee Lewis, and they pale in comparison. And that's just the truth. If it wasn't for Jerry Lee, there would be no Sir Elton John. And don't get me wrong, I love Elton John. Not necessarily for his music, but for his involvement with the Watford Football Club. Look it up. So, Jerry Lee Lewis. Probably most famous for marrying his cousin, his 13-year-old cousin. Now, I really have to question that. How did that even happen? How was that even possible? You got to get a marriage license. Who's going to issue a marriage license to someone who wants to marry a 13-year-old girl? Oh, sure. It was back in the 50s. But even then, I mean, come on. I just don't understand it. Who let this guy? I don't know. I guess times were different back then. Hell, I think my great-grandmother got married when she was 12. Maybe not that young. I don't know. I'd have to ask my dad, but still. You know where I'm going with this. Regardless, what the hell was Jerry Lee's problem? And I don't necessarily mean marrying his cousin. Yeah, there's so many things that... Okay, let me just go in this direction. Jerry, at least lie about it. Jerry Lee Lewis's career was pretty much ruined because... Well, it got out that he married his 13-year-old cousin. So, why be proud of that? Why brag about it? You know? You gotta understand that something like that isn't going to be, you know, accepted as appropriate behavior. So, you better start lying. Either don't do it, or lie about it. And that's the other thing I don't understand. He didn't lie about it. Everybody found out. How did this guy not go down for statutory rape among dozens of other crimes that are on the books to prevent precisely this from happening. Oh, I just don't understand it. I don't get it. But then again, maybe it's because I'm just not the marrying type. No wife, no horse, no mustache. All right, well, I'm walking along here. And we're gonna go see if there's anything else in the water. I don't think I drank enough tea when I got up this morning. What's up with my throat? I got a goat in my throat. All right, so standing at the water's edge once again. There's nothing over here. I don't see any duckalores. I do not see any gozers. Obviously, Big Bluey isn't over here. We already saw him over there. Doot, doot, doo. I don't see any turtles. I guess it's getting cold. Looks like a lot of the seaweed in the pond is no longer. The duckweed is apparently starting to fly away, or weed out, or whatever it does. And there's some more goozers over there. Oh, there's some goozers out here chasing each other around. So that's good. You know what I haven't seen in a long time? Is a snapper. Where's my snappers? I want to see a snapper. Give me a snap. Well, I don't think we're going to see any snappers from here. But I'm looking anyway. Doodle-doo. All right. Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis. The most famous cousin of Jimmy Swaggart. How is that guy significant? I don't know. But apparently, he's got no problem with his cousin marrying his 13-year-old other cousin. Well, I guess that's the dirty South for you. What do I know? I'm looking at footprints. Doodly dudes. Some kind of dude's been running around, snoodling around here. That's nice. Jerry Lee Lewis. What has he given us? Well, we have the song Great Balls of Fire. And Breathless. High School Confidential. That's some pretty good stuff. Don't get me wrong, it's not anything I play when I'm looking to listen to music. But could be worse. I have a friend. He's pretty much the rockabilly king of this town. His name is Lash. He's a big Jerry Lee fan. I haven't talked to Lash in a while. I should go see what he's doing. I don't know where his shop is these days. He moves it every couple of years. He repairs and builds stringed instruments, namely electric guitars. And I think it's downtown. I think that's the whole problem. I think his latest office / shop workshop is in a tall building downtown. Nobody wants to go downtown. Well, me anyway. And that's not entirely true. I'll go downtown as long as I don't have to drive or park. Don't get me wrong, it's a lot easier to park in downtown Omaha than it is in, say, downtown Chicago. And it won't cost you $50. But anyway. Yeah, maybe I should go find Lash. I don't know. Am I in for another outrageously boring day? I probably am. I feel sorry that I'm subjecting you to it right now. But, you know, you can't blame me. You're listening to, what, the 400th show in a row? No breaks, no vacations. And I'm trying to think of stuff to do, material to talk about. Having a show, it's kind of a drag in that sense. Every day, gotta come up with something. Right now, I'm just walking along in the grass here. I'm gonna check some logs. Check some logs for some mushrooms. And I don't see any. It might rain tonight, late. I don't know how much water we're gonna get. I really wasn't paying that much attention to the Weather Channel. Ooh, look who's sitting right here at my feet. This is a shaggy mane. Another shaggy mane mushroom. Oh, look, there's a woodpecker right here. He's on a stick. Right off to my, what direction is this? This is my right. There is a little flicker. A little flicker woodpecker. Right on this thin old branch. And he's just snapping away. Going checkity, 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 check. Trying to get whatever bugs are in there. And I'm trying to take a picture. I might have gotten a picture. Let's try to get another one. Now my camera does not want to focus on the dude. There's a picture, maybe. You know, I've never been this close to one of these guys. He's just, I don't know, apparently he doesn't care that I'm here. In the past, whenever I've tried to get up close enough to take a picture of one of these guys, they just go zipping away. Gotta make sure I don't step on this shaggy mane here. That's great. We saw another shaggy mane. Plus Mr. Woodpecker. He's still sitting there on that little twig branch. Looking for bugs. He's looking for bugs so he can give them a birdie chomp. And eats them up. Everybody got to eat. Hooray. I gotta eat too. What am I gonna eat? I don't know. Probably rice. Alright, so. Ooh, the sun came out. I'm gonna have to take off my jacket, because for some reason, oh, look who's sitting right here. Here's a praying mantis. Due to my back being a little messed up and weird, I put on my jacket to go outside thinking I needed to keep my back warm. Oh, hi, Mr. Mantis. I'm just gonna walk right on by this guy. Well, maybe I will take, well, I don't know. What's he looking at? But the mistake I made was also wearing a long sleeve shirt. So I got a long sleeve shirt on and a coat. And now we're getting into some potential overheating problems. Not that the sun has come out. Yowza. It's starting to hurt already. I'm getting my keys out because we're going to get back in my car and get out of here soon. But not before I walk by all these bushes and peruse them for additional instances of mantis buddies hanging out, because this is where they like to hang out. Oh, maybe I'll have to go to the grocery store today. I really don't want to, although this is a pretty good day to go, all things considered. I'm also wearing long pants. See, when I woke up this morning and I looked at the temperature, it was 45. It is no longer 45, it's more like 65. I'm wearing long sleeves and long pants. This is not a good idea. We need to get out of here before I get too hot. So, I unlock the door. I open the door. Throw the coat in. Sit down. All right, well, what to do? I don't know. Should we wrap this show up now? No, we got too much time. We're going to have to go home and finish this up in the studio in 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1, 0. And here we are, back in the studio. The funny thing is once I stop recording, I mean, literally, as I was backing out of my parking place, I was looking in my rearview mirror and I saw a marmot. There's a big, chubby marmot running across the Mulhall's access road, jumping into the den that is under the gate. And I laughed. Ha 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 ha. Look at that fat marmot. And so then I was driving home and I decided to drive up the Turkey Street, which isn't very out of the way. It's parallel to the street, and I need to go up anyway. So I went up the street, and I thought, oh, that's weird. There's no turkeys. And then as I was getting back onto my street, my regular street, there's the turkeys all standing underneath a pine tree. And they were pretty chubby, too. They were all chubbed up for winter. All five of them, the gang of five. There they were. It was awesome. And I sat there and I looked at them. I rolled down the window and I said, hi, turkeys. And they were like, and they're looking at me. And then I drove off. And then I got to 108th Street 30 seconds later. And they're working on it. And so it was weird. And so I had to wait for the light. And I snaked across 108th and then zing, zing, zang back into my neighborhood. And I pulled into my garage and I walked upstairs to the kitchen to take things out of my pocket, and that's when I heard the rumbling sound, and I knew what was happening, so I went to my front window, and I looked out, and there was the big, bad, blue street outlaw. There's some people live up my street, and they race cars, and they like to test hit their cars in the middle of the day, right in front of my house. And so I'm standing there watching him, and he's revving it up, and he lets it go, and the car went down my street very rapidly. It's also very loud, which is annoying. But then again, you know, I don't mind it so much at noon as I do at 2 a.m., but I don't know. What are you gonna do? I don't know what kind of car it is. It is blue. It's ugly. It's not a good-looking car, but, you know, looks don't have anything to do with speed. I can't imagine if and where these guys ever race this thing, but I wouldn't mind watching sometime. However, as much as I would like to tell you more about that, I cannot do so because we are out of time. And that's correct. And this is where I normally say something like, you've been listening to another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 19:30 right here on Anon Radio. My name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And I gotta find something to do or something to eat. I don't know. Well, the depression and boredom are getting on top of me.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.